Welcome back to the Bushnell Project, where I'm helping husbands move toward godliness 5 minutes at a time. And I hope that this is a benefit to you guys. One way to do it is just to make a comment on there. That would be great. Encourage me a little bit as I do this week after week after week. We want to highlight a book every month. We don't normally go through the book every single session. A lot of times we'll answer questions, things like that. And we may even do a special session where we answer questions one right after another, and it'll be longer than 5 minutes, but usually those are kind of more interesting. But want to move on with this book that we've been going through because it's super, super valuable, I think. And it's about our spirituality. How spiritual are you? And having the spiritual physician come into your house and examine you. So it's from a book by Donald Whitney, 10 Questions to Diagnose Your Spiritual Health. By Nav Press, came out in 2001, and my copy is about to fall apart. So into the third one, we've already covered the first two, and it's, are you more loving? Now, here's an amazing quote from Martin Luther, the great reformer. The more a person loves, the closer he approaches the image of God. Wow, right? The more a person loves, the closer he approaches the image of God. Martin Luther was onto something. He probably got it from Scripture, right? So let me just look at a few scriptures that deal with subject. Let's start with John 15:12. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Another one that's about five verses later. These things I command you, that you love one another. In Romans 12:10, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. Are you guys seeing the theme here? Yeah, right. We need to, how loving are we? How loving are we to our wives, if we have children, to them, to our parents, to the people we work with, other things like that, right? Wow. Here's another one from Romans 13:8. Owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law. 1 Corinthians 16:14 says this, let all that you do be done with love. Well, I'll just continue with some more verses. How about that? Galatians 5:14. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Ephesians 5:2. And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us. How about 1 Thessalonians 4:9? But concerning brotherly love, you have no need that I should write to you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another. Hebrews 10:24 says this, and let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. And then Hebrews follows that in 13:1, let brotherly love continue. James puts it this way in James 2:8. If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You do well. And then in 1 Peter, here's a couple from 1 Peter. Let's start with 1:22. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart. And then 1 Peter 4:8, and above all things, have fervent love for one another. Now, in John's first letter, so the first letter of John, or 1 John, he says this in 3:11. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. And then he says in verse 23, same chapter 3, and this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. And then in chapter 4:21 of 1 John, and this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also. So the theme here, guys, is, are we more loving? Are we more loving? And what does that really mean? Well, here's a practical way to do it today. Just ask your wife, how loving do you experience me? And let her speak to that. Let her, don't defend yourself. Just hear her out, that you're loving, or that you're sometimes loving, or it's only, you're only loving when you want something, those kind of things. Hear her out and then ask God for help. I'll be praying for you guys. Have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow. God bless.